Good morning, KYLK listeners. Good morning, Sister Linda Randall. Welcome to the Sunday School Snapshot. I am Reverend Lewis Winkley. I serve at the Pleasant Grove Missionary Baptist Church in Houston, Texas, under the leadership of my pastor, Dr. Sheldon L. Jackson, by the power of the Holy Spirit. We have a wonderful lesson today for our standard lesson commentary, dealing with lesson number 9, still dealing with the covenant community and dealing with the songs of worship from the Old Testament is our unit, you know, this time. But we are going to get into our lesson called Trust in God Alone. So let's have a word of prayer and get in our lesson. Father God, we just come just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity that you have given. Thank you for another day of fresh grace and fresh mercy, Lord. Thank you, Father, for you having us in the hollows of your hands. Father, we pray that you link us together, Father, as we dive into your word, Lord, that you open it up, Father God, and break it off and feed it to us ever so gingerly, Lord, so we can get the nourishment I have for our souls, our minds, our thoughts, so they be focused on you. So you get the glory out of our lives is our prayer. We thank you and praise you for Jesus, Father God, for his name's sake. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. The people of God said amen. Trust in God alone. Lesson number 9 in our standard lesson commentary. Here in this lesson here, we'll see our devotional reading comes out of Jeremiah chapter 17. The printed text they have is 5 to 11. But you know how we do it. We want you to read the whole chapter. And then actually our background scripture and our printed text comes out of the second division of Psalms. Which would be Psalm 62. And the theme of this, the connectivity between the devotional reading in Jeremiah and actual printed text and background scripture of Psalms 62, the second division, is that Jeremiah focuses on the themes dealing with the heart, the issues and problems with the heart. And then here you see the Psalms here is telling us to wait on God with an expectant hope. We should wait on God with expectant hope. Here, as you go in and you see your superscription, when you get into it, you'll see that it's actually Jed Theodum. He is actually the lead musician here. Ethan is a noted musician that helped David. It says it's a Psalm of David, so this comes from David. So what you're seeing is a collaboration between the people of God, to make a song, make a poetry, make a song to express out David in his times of trouble and the things that he's done. You're going to see through the text when you read it and you start looking at it and doing your research and your background, you're going to see this spans from when David was in the court of Saul under him as his scribe, as his help. And then all the way to when Saul was chasing him, all the way until when David became king with his own son, Absalom, was trying to get rid of him. So you'll see that in the lesson. And you'll see in the text that we read in this particular psalm on how it spans. So the focus here is not so much exactly David's problems, but David had problems and David had trouble. But he allowed the psalm to come out in him as a song that he could use, that between Ethan and Jerathoim, the musicians and the lead musicians, he made a song to help others express themselves in their time of trouble and sorrow, but also point to God with their issues. And a lot of times, that's what we really need to be doing as Christian believers, you know, up until this day, is because when we have issues and problems, we need to be expressing on how God goodness is, and how God is so trustworthy, and how God is powerful, and how God he's going to handle and take care of things and make the crooked straight. You know, he's going to make sure that everything is going to balance out, because he's a balanced God. He's a good God, a just God, and we are his children. And that's what this song is really about. This song tells us about it. It said, trust in God alone, the title alone, saying have a firm belief of the reliability, trust, and the ability and strength of God. Not on nothing else. Not on other people. Not on our physical strength. Not on our mental intellect. Not on our resources we have in the bank, or the ability that we can call up somebody or make a phone call or send a teletype and get money or resources to help us in our time of need. But because we're God's children, we should trust in Him. Our confidence should be in Him. And that's why this particular Psalms, Psalm 62, is a confidence psalm. This psalm itself expresses trust and hope in God. That's what that trust in God alone, that means exclusively trust. Listen, look at the text. It says, truly, verse 1, truly my soul, they're right there, that soul, that's spiritual. You know, man is a triune being. Man is mind, body, and soul. You know, we're carnal. You know, we're intellect. You know, and then we're spiritual. He says, my soul. He said that the every fiber of my being, who I am, everything that is, that's anything of any value and importance, my soul says that I will wait. And it says waiteth. T-H. That means that continuation. Always waiting on God, upon God. And then it has the colons. You know, this is my favorite, the colons, because you got to pay attention. He's saying, I waiteth on God. But check this out. From Him cometh, T-H, my salvation. That means continually I am saved by God. Not only physically snatched out of the issues and the problems and the traps and the things that perils physically, but also intellectually, emotionally. God saves my mind. He saves my thought. He saves my intellect. He keep my head screwed on right. And then he says, and spiritually, He protects my soul. He says, cometh my salvation. That's verse 1. He says, only He is only. That means exclusivity. Mean that ain't nobody else. Ain't nobody done for me but Jesus. It wasn't my vitamins. It wasn't me going 24-hour fitness, 4 times a week. It wasn't me going to the massage parlor and let them, you know, rub out all my troubles. It wasn't me making sure that I can go and shop and buy them my favorite little high heel shoes or get my cologne to make the girls come running. It wasn't none of that. It was exclusively God that continually saves me in all areas, especially with my soul. Then he comes in, he says, I will not greatly be moved. Now, he does that twice. He says, I won't greatly be moved in verse 2. Then he comes back down in verse 6 and says, I shall not be moved. Now, he says that. He said, no matter what happens, whatever pops on me, whatever goes on, God has provisions to keep me from being knocked clean out of the park, knocked out of my position. Oh, I'm going to take some vibration. I'm going to take some impact. I might get knocked down, but I'm not going to be knocked out. And that's why he says, I'm going to trust in God, and I'm going to trust in God alone. Now, look, verse 4, it says, only consult. Because before then, he talks about a tottering fence. In verse 3, he talks about a born wall. He says, they only consult to cast him down from his excellency. And that's what he's talking about when he was in Saul's court, on how the people lie. He said, with their mouth and they curse, they bless me with my mouth and they curse inwardly. They consult. He said, with all I got against me, everybody talking down on me, everybody plotting and scheming. And you got to understand, people are plotting and scheming against you right now. Not because you cute, not because you tall and thin, not because your hair's flowing, because you got the Maserati out in the yard, or you staying in a Kickerilla home in Katy or in River Oaks. No, no, no. Because you're God's child. Because you're God's child, people are plotting and scheming against you because you're standing up for right and justice. You should be if you're a Christian. I know you hope you ain't no fraud. I hope you ain't no imposter. But if you're a true Christian of God, a true child of God, yeah, you got people plotting against you. And he says, for they delight in their lives, verse 4, and then they bless with their mouths. And but they curse inwardly. Now check this out. This sailor S-E-L-A-A, that's a Hebrew word. We really don't know what it is, but we think it's, you know, what the theologians and the scribes say, that it's a pause. He said, they lie on you, they talk about you, and then they turn back around. They gonna smile in your face all the time, try to take your place, backstab. You know, that's old school, that's me. And they do that, and then they turn around, and they curse inwardly about who you are. But he say, Selah, he say, stop, pause, and think about what I just said. That's what God telling us through David, through Jethro and Ethan. He says, think about what I just said. He said, yeah, the same people. You know them folk plotting against you, man. How can you trust them? They like a bold wall. How you going to trust them? They like a teeter-tottering fence. All they doing is trying to consult your weakness to bring you down. How you going to trust them? No. You need to trust in God. And that's what he's saying. He says, stop and think about that for a second. Verse 8, he gives us instruction. Give us a superscription of instruction. Trust in him at all times, ye people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is, there go the colons, God is a refuge for us. There it goes, Selah. Stop and think about that for a minute. That's what God is telling us. He said, don't get caught up in man's vanity. Don't get caught up in man's nothingness of their lives. The weight. He talk about weights and how they weighed things back in the day before money came up. He said, don't get caught up in that. He says, be settled in verse 11. Trust that the power belongs to God. No, because of the repetition that David and in this psalm talks about, it's because he speak truth. He has a belief and he has a sincerity. We should know God to become like God in all our actions. We should trust in God and God alone, because he's the only one that truly, really cares about us. And we do that because God will make whatever he would take everybody that's accountable and make justice for him. God's power and mercy would do what is just and right in our lives. So today, my brothers and sisters, trust in God and God alone. Have a wonderful day. I hope you have a wonderful time in your lesson. It's our prayer.